20 past 7. Let's turn to the Dorset County Museum, shall we? Something we've followed very closely over the last couple of years because they've got this £15 million transformation going on. And we talked last week, didn't we, about the fact that these two large artefacts have been moved into the building now by crane because they're so big they couldn't really get in any other way. They had to be got in as well before the lid was placed on the place. And then that would be it. We can talk about all of this with Dan Conyham, who is the site manager at Dorset County Museum, who's on the line with us now. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Delighted to talk to you for reasons I'll explain towards the end of this conversation. I want to try and strong arm you into letting me try something.
Okay.
Before we come to that, tell me about these couple of artefacts. These are big items, and as I say, they had to be moved in this particular way because they're so large.
Yeah, basically, there was two items. One being a Yetminster car, which was 108 years old, and a large painting of the Bond family. So basically, we had to get those two items into the building. Once the roof had been constructed, the building was sort of weathertight. But we had to leave large openings in the side in the brickwork walls so that we could actually move these items in. So quite a bit of planning went into getting these two items into the building.
Yeah.
Going back to sort of the end of last year.
And your crane operative, presumably, he or she has spent the last however long moving girders and beams and those sorts of things. And all of a sudden they're charged with these, you know, very valuable artefacts.
Yeah, definitely. So the crane's been in since August last year, so nearly a year now. And its daily activities are moving in bricks, blocks, concrete, metal, so sort of like raw products. So the thought of having to move in a delicate object or a couple of delicate objects into the building obviously gave the three-man team quite a challenge, gave them something interesting to do for the day. And obviously, quite a bit of planning went into that to make sure it all ran smoothly.
Do you have to, this might be a stupid question, but when you've got a 108-year-old box wagon, do you have to be more careful, or is that stored inside some kind of crate that means that if it takes the odd bump on the way through, it's not the end of the world?
Yeah, so all the lifts that we do are planned and are obviously all careful for health and safety reasons. Mm. But the lifting in the crate was slightly different. We had to go through a process with the curators of building a crate that was significant enough and strong enough to be lifted and obviously still complied with all our lifting and health and safety policies. So we worked carefully with Mark Petit, one of the curators, to build this crate. Mark built it off-site, weighed it all, measured it all, made sure it all complied. Wow. And then obviously when it was brought into the site, it was all lifted carefully by it. We've got a three-man crane lift team. So the driver, we've got a supervisor, and then we've got a guy that does all the sort of connecting, all the slinging and banking and moves it around. So all the directing. So those three men basically were in charge of lifting those items in for the day.
Like you say, an interesting day at work for them. I'd never really thought about the fact that you would need a bespoke crate. You can't just go out and buy one of these things or rent one of these things, use a crate off the shelf.
Yeah, definitely. And the crate had to be constructed in a way that it was suitable to be left inside the building, because obviously we're still working around it at the moment inside the building, trying to get everything finished.
Right, so you don't want to damage it while it's there.
No, exactly. We've got this high-value antique item inside a construction site at the moment, which is interesting.
One of the things that reared its head when we were talking about this on air last week was our Ollie, who tends to ask questions that nobody knows the answers to. What happens now? I mean, it's presumably when the lid is put on the building and it's topped out and all that kind of stuff, these pieces, they're in there for keeps now. There's no way they can come out. Presumably there's only so many rooms they could even be moved into.
Yeah, they're in the large exhibition space at the moment on the first floor, which is where they'll stay. And you're right, they can't be removed unless they're actually dismantled. So that they're too large to take out the doors in the lift. So they'll be in there forever until they are dismantled and removed.
Wow, that's quite some acclaim. Okay, couple of final things. Obviously, the lockdown presumably slowed things down for you guys. Do you know yet about a reopening date? Has that moved at all? I think there was talk of it being Was it sort of August 2021?
Yeah, so leading up to the lockdown, we were sort of running towards a opening date in the summer, summer 2020. Obviously, with the pandemic and the issues that's brought us, the museum are now looking to open in spring 2021.
Okay, right. And the thing I was going to ask you, you might want to think about this off air. I've always wanted to have a look around the inside of a crane. While that one is still there in Dorchester, any chance we can make that happen?
Okay, yeah, we'd have to look into that and speak to you off air. But yeah, it's all feasible. The crane actually is going to be taken down at the end of the month.
Oh no, I've got like 4 days.
Yeah, well, no, sorry, the end of August.
Oh, fine,
the end
fine.
Of August.
Okay.
I'm jumping ahead there, yeah. So the end of August, you've got a while, yeah?
Right, I promise I'm happy to wear hard hat and hobnail boots, but have a think, we can talk off air, and if we can make it happen, you'd make a young boy's dreams come true.
Okay, yeah, we can talk off air on that.
Nice, man. Thank you, Dan. Keep working at it. We'll look forward to the topping out ceremony later on this year. Dan Conyham, who's a site manager at Dorset County Museum. I didn't want to put him on the spot entirely, Ollie.
But you did.
I didn't want to abuse my position on the radio of just, you know, getting to drive a crane. But yeah, like you say, I did.